when he was born, and from birth had a powerful ministry of the Holy Spirit going on in him. He was conceived in a very special way. And John, the Apostle John, says of John the Baptist, "There came a man who was sent from God, and his name was John, and he came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe." And there is a very real sense in which every Christian becomes like John the Baptist, a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ and the light of Christ. And I just sensed that it would be appropriate tonight. This is not what we have traditionally done in our candlelight service, but I would like to give some of you, any of you that would like, to testify, to witness to the power and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in your own life tonight. I have a mic. I'm going to ask you to come and speak into the mic so everybody is able to hear you. But I believe there are some people here who just need to testify to that fact. And I know that you have not been prepared ahead of time, but I believe that the Lord is going to prompt some people to share a brief testimony tonight. What has the Lord Jesus Christ done in your life, perhaps in this year, 2017? Who will be first? If you think I'm looking at you, I probably am, but just come to the mic. I'm glad to do that. Let's make sure we've got this on. Yes. Tell us who you are. Tell us who you are. And are we talking about Derek? Oh, Jake.
I would say have been praying very, very safely, and haven't been coming before God in a bold way. And I used to always, my gift is praying. Everybody prays, but I have a special desire to pray, and I've been praying very, very safe. Your will be done. Your will be done. You know, heal her, but your will be done. If you don't want to heal her, it's okay. And I was talking to Derek, and you guys may have heard the story, but anyways, it was for you that the prayer came true, but it was also for me to build my faith, because I was asked to pray a not safe prayer and to just pray anyways, even though it was a big demand. And so I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for God for using your experience to build my faith again in prayer and in God. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that witness. All right. Someone else. Come on up. Andra.
I talk so much, I'm sorry, but one more thing. Many of you heard about the Christmas baskets that we had here at the church, and I got a call this week from some people on the committee saying, do you have a need where you work? And I work at Literacy Nipissing. Most of our students are low income or no income, homeless or whatever reason, and so they said, do you have a need for something? And I said, yes, I did. And without hesitation, without asking questions or having a questionnaire fill out, you know, do you meet this criteria? Do you meet that criteria? We were just given money to buy a young guy, a winter coat. He didn't have a winter coat. Another one was able to take up the bus up to Kirkland Lake and got a ride home, which I didn't know how she was going to get home, but she got a ride home. So she went up to Kirkland Lake, and another one had groceries where she didn't have groceries. And it was because of a Christmas blessing basket, because God's people were faithful to help other people, even outside of our church. And I'm very, very grateful. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Mindra. Someone else. We've got two. Pam, you come first. Yeah.
I can't miss an opportunity to give God the glory and just say what amazing things that I have seen with my own eyes, because faith comes from hearing the Word of God, but also from hearing what God has done and how real that He is. And this past year has been absolutely incredible. And I mean, I've actually been in a time of resting from September till now with the ministry that I run called Kingdom Kids. A lot of you know that. And so it's been very difficult to rest in that, because I've just been quiet and I'm like, God, are you like, am I not supposed to go? But He needed me to rest in order so that I could hear what it is that He wants for the next phase of the ministry. But as I was sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh, people, last year was just crazy. I don't forget, but like, it just seems like so intense and so incredible. Like, I seen God open the eye of a blind guy. I seen backs healed and knees healed, and people are still coming up to us and saying, do you remember when you prayed for us or me? And I have not, just even today, I've not been the same since I was prayed for. God is real. He is alive. He is so amazing and so wonderful, and He wants a personal relationship with each and every one of you. He is not scary. He is not, you know what? God is the greatest gentleman that you will ever meet in your entire life. And He waits for you. He's not pushy. He will not push Himself on you. He waits patiently for you to call out to His name. And sometimes God allows terrible things to happen. I am testimony to that. God is not the one who causes things, bad things to happen, but He does allow them to. Because you know what? He loves you so much that He will allow you to go through anything in order for you to reach up to Him. And so I challenge you this next year, you know what? Talk to Him. Just start talking to Him like He's an imaginary person. Like, hey, Jesus, how's it going? Like, will you come with me and do today with me? Like, I challenge you. You will quickly find out that He is not imaginary. He is amazing, and He wants to change your life. And He is looking for people who will stand up and just say, yes, use me. And I guarantee you, you will begin to see things in a different way, because Jesus is amazing. He really is. And my prayer is that each of you would know Him the real true God in the Bible. The stuff that He did in the Bible, He does today in a real tangible way, and you can experience that too. So bless you all, and that's my prayer for you.
Amen. Thank you, Pam. Over here. Yes. What's your name, sir?
Darcy. And I don't click my...
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't normally...
Okay.
My wife and I, we moved into North Bay in August of this year due to the fact that my wife has MS, and she's had it since 3 years before we got married. But our daughter was diagnosed with total kidney failure about a year ago. So... to make things easier with the hospitals and everything like that, we decided to move here.
Is there one more? Yes? Donna.
I'm really nervous right now.
It's okay.
I haven't done this for a long time. But just a couple of things tonight, because I know that sometimes Christmas can be a hard time of year. And this Christmas, one of our daughters is in hospital. And I was feeling pretty down about that, which is unfortunate. But, you know, then the Lord just, you know, revealed to me, you know, like the hospitals are full at this time of year, you know, and just that.
Hold your mic up.
Okay. That the hospitals are full at this time of year, you know, and I was thinking about that and just like, yeah, you really, you know, like there's people hurting all over the place and people going through things. And then I just heard him say that, I mean, God's spirit is with us and he's there. But if he was walking the earth, that's exactly where he'd be at this time of year, with the hurting, the sick, the broken. And just wanted to encourage someone else if they were feeling down at this time of year. Because there was a season in my life where I was really depressed. And there was some medical things going on as well. But, just drawing a blank here, sorry. just before kind of the doctors were going to intervene with something, and I mean, I heard the Lord say, you know, Donna, like, because sometimes we look at things, we carry things from the past, and, you know, we're looking for the future, and things can get heavy. And I just felt the Lord say, you know, the past, he wasn't like denying that it had been hard and we'd been through hard things, but I felt he was saying, but, you know, yes, there were hard things, but I brought you through them. You know, you don't have to dwell on those things anymore. And I'm not guaranteeing that there won't be struggles in the future, because we live in this world. But he'll take care of those things too. And, you know, as your days are, so shall our strength be. So just know that whatever, God can carry you one day at a time. Don't worry about what's gone. He's brought you through. Don't worry about what's ahead. He'll get you through that too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a good testimony. Mark? You will. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Yeah. So as many of you know, this past week, we lost my mom. It's strange, but not strange at the same time, that those who know and believe that last week during the service, and we discussed the peace candle, that prior to that, my mom was going through some terrible hallucinations and whatnot, and when I went to the hospital and spoke with her of peace after leaving her that day, and we would sing old hymns together, the peace that would come into her by doing that, she would just calm right down, and she took joy from that. And then this week, with her passing, there was a sense of joy. Several of her friends came up and said, I'm sorry for your loss. And of course we're sorry. Of course we're sad. And of course we will miss her. But for those who know where their home is, there's a certain amount of joy in going home at this time. And we really draw our strength from that. And I appreciate that. And Darcy, it's good to see you here tonight. Mom sang her Christmas songs in the church in Rutherglen many, many times. And I remember being dragged by my ear to participate in the Christmas pageant, and they're all good memories. And just remember the joy. And pray for the people that, and reach out to the people that don't have that experience, don't know what that is. Witness to them and explain to them what that joy means. Because at this time, you can draw so much strength from it. And I just thank God for it. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll have the worship team come again. And as they're coming, I'm reminded of the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 61, which was a description of the ministry the Lord Jesus would have. And a scripture chorus that came out of that was, He gives me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. Lead us in our last song. Let's stand together.